Blog Talk Radio.
Damn, I know this shit ain't right. I done shattered your life. Convinced you to take me back, then did the same shit twice. I ain't trying to say it was I to convince you that I was right. But you seen me in the past, look what I did to my wife. That's why she hate me, that's why she left me, that's why she regret me. Now you calling the cops on me, trying to arrest me. Told you this what happened, told you I ain't shit. I told you that I wasn't ready. Told you this back when we was friends and we was just fucking heavy. You ain't listen, and now you breaking down stressing. Cause I fucked your best friend and she's crying, saying she's pregnant. And to make it even worse, that girl loved me so she kept it. And that's exactly what fucked up y'all friendship. Told you this what happened, told you I ain't shit. I told you I was no good. Fucking hoes at your job got you looking bad in the whole hood. You think you should leave, I think we both should. I know deep inside you hate me, I just fuck you so good. I just hope my niece never grow up and meet a nigga like me. I hope my nephew never grow up and be a nigga like me. I just hope my niece never grow up and meet a nigga like me. I hope my nephew never grow up and be a nigga like
me. As you
me.
Stood in my face, kept asking me why. Somehow I wanted to answer, but I had no reply. Sat there, wiping your face, rubbing your back as you cried. But you found out I was married, and the fact is I lied. I should have told you. The fact is, I lied about everything. You never seen my finger, cause I was hiding my wedding ring. It's tattooed, and you was mad cool. Thank you for everything, but we can never...
What happened? So you turned it down?
Yeah. When you're like, it's time for the 10 squad, when you hang with the 10 squad, that's when I know you're ready.
Yeah, I know that was lit. I was looking at that today. Oh, shit, I forgot my other shit.
Jim Jones,
really? I gotta get one more thing to store. Shit. Let me turn that up real quick.
Everything goes okay for you.
I don't know nothing. You try to put some ass. Like, nah, dog. You try to nigga justify it. But the boy back, like, at least I can say, at least Tommy owned up to his rap.
That's crazy, because the truth is, that's just my fucking man.
That's the EABC.
Vax is my man, but I can believe it. Vax is all the time. Back in the day, he's all the cred. He did features with my artists and shit. You know what I mean? He was coming up just on the street for me. I said, you guys go for him. And big shit, buddy. Like, he can use the song. He can even do nothing with that shit. Okay.
Man, that's what happened with this. I'm like, nigga, you tagging on the show. Shit, nigga.
You sent me is not there. I only got knotted, my molded, and no mercy.
Yeah, there's no attachments on it.
Yeah, I saw it. It was a what? That's growth, I guess. Is that growth from the last ones, or?
Well, let me tell you. The first word she said out of my voice, so Dutch. I said, oh, my God. I'm taking this shit. I said, oh.
I have to share my mail. Jesus Christ.
Honest fire, Gmail. He's like, so Dutch, I know he was ignoring you. I know you heard him. I said, oh, my God. You know.
She blocked me again. I'm like, what is this about? Because I was looking, I'm like, comment, it is nothing. You be ready to hide.
But you know, one thing about Faye, though, he hood, so he'll, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
he real professional.
He see what was going on, like,
right.
Right.
I love Martini's show. She did so good on Tuesday. She like my side piece.
You
I probably did if you make sure. Did you see what was wrong with that other attachment?
Oh, yeah. I think
Crush it again. I think yeah, I got it. It happened again. One doesn't have an attachment.
Yeah, one of them I do.
Those are called. Oh, no, okay. Money and for the street. Okay. And I thought that you was following, you knew what was going on in the show. Yeah. We have 10 live shows, so. All right. I never invite people over.
You're
looking real progressive.
Oh!
Oh!
Backwards, nigga!
Oh! All right, we can go live.
I'm gonna call on them backwards! Oh, fuck them backwards! Oh, fuck them backwards!
Yeah, we can go in.
I was on the 1 yard line. I turned my back to the game and ran the ball in.
Yeah, you put the headphones on.
I turned my
what's
back.
Good, what's good? What's good? New episode, Philly Shamrock. All right, my show started. I don't care about your score. I don't care. Time for the show. Women empowerment time, okay? We get ready to get it popping, y'all. Philly Town Radio, new episode. Day 2 hype in here. You see him looking like a damn champ. That's the co-host of the Glock Aware Radio Show. You know that's coming on live after I'm done, you know what I'm saying? Always real, real fun on Thursdays. Live at the G-Shop. You here with Honest Fire. Oh, my goodness. I had so much fun this week. I had to invite this young man over. What's up? Welcome to Philly Shine Radio.
Yeah, what's up?
Tell everybody who you is, because I forgot your name.
Name Jake.
I'm just getting him back early. He like, what's your name? Just at least call me the Instagram name. Yeah. Do a little research. What do you know about me? Because, you know, I work hard, goddamn. Like, no, we're here to talk about you. Don't even worry about that. I'm just fucking with you. But welcome, Jay Burners. You know what I'm saying? Doing your thing, holding down West Philly. Been a real, real phenomenal artist from the day I met you. You know what I'm saying? You represent Philly well. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Tell everybody, you know what I mean? What's up with you? What's good? 2018.
Yeah, man. I'm starting the year off nice, man. Jay Burners. You can follow me on Instagram, Jay Burners 215.
I need an ashtray.
No, I got a couple projects coming, man. Something nice.
Now, really?
I could have been in the studio earlier, but, you know.
You came to come promote. You know what I mean? Yeah. he got the invite. Like, of course I'm coming through.
Of course.
We live at the G-Shop. It's so much shit popping here. You know what I'm saying? We always really, really showing artist love. And right here on Philly Shine Radio, I like to put the spotlight on certain shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Little spotlight, little Philly Shine. But as well as you being my guest, my boy Ace Boogie from Atlanta is supposed to be calling in as well. Tugan, can you turn the music down a little bit? I'll turn my headphones down. To representing 271 Entertainment. Yeah. Shout out to DJ 271. Everybody doing their thing down there. You have a song for the streets. He has a song for my letter to my city. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what is your song for the streets about? Because his, A Letter to My City, you know, like a lot of artists everywhere, because I work with people all over the country, and I feel like everybody has the same, you know what I mean, same situation. Like, they be like, oh, I'm not getting enough love. They showing love to the fake too much. You know what I'm saying? So even for Ace Boogie 271 song, that's what his drawing, Letter to My Streets. What is your For the Streets about?
You know what? I get a lot of feedback from that song. And it's about, like, basically the struggles that I went through and the things that I went through with certain people in my life. And what's going on in my life?
What's going on in your life? Well, behind the scenes, he told me, like, oh, we about to step it all the way up for 2018. What does that even mean to you? Like, what does that mean? What are you doing better or different?
Stepping it up, like, basically bringing something new that I have never even done.
And what is that?
Something, basically, you know, getting deeper into doing the music and getting, like, adapting to the new wave.
Okay. What do you mean? What are you taking on? Are you going to be singing? Are you doing the auto tune?
I'm
doing
the
sleepy shit.
I ain't singing.
You can't sing. You look like a singer.
I mean, I could, but I ain't singing.
Why not? What's wrong with singing?
All that. I mean, that's just not my critique. That ain't me. I mean, listen. Don't get it like on a personal tip. Like,
oh, you singing to the ladies
like
on a personal tip?
Oh, like, see, I'm married.
Oh, okay, that's what's up. You sing to your wife? That's what's up. No, keep her happy, whatever she wants. I mean, I don't need to get too deep in your business, but you know what I mean. Shout out to Strong Black Love, you know what I mean? That's what's up. You know what I mean? That's definitely, you know what I mean? That's not, you don't have too many examples on a local level of, you know what I mean, people having strong relationships. So salute to that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Working hard out here. So as you said, like, so or any of the songs you sent me now representing that new sound or whatever?
Oh, definitely. Track called This Money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just did that not too long ago. Like I said, I got a lot of feedback from that one, too, from the fans. You know, I got one back not too long ago from a female saying that her boyfriend listened to the song for days. It's just
that's
funny.
What?
She tell me, though, but he ain't.
Oh, but you know her boyfriend?
No.
Oh, okay.
She a fat.
Okay. Well, I mean, well, yeah, because she might have put him on to you. You know what I'm saying? You never know.
Yeah, right.
You never know. Yeah. You never know. That's what's up. So you definitely interacting with your fans.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, I don't even know who she is, but she gave me some good feedback. That's what's up. Not many people like to do that. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Tuesday's guest. I have to shout you guys out again. Big, 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 huge shout out to Meech Owens. You know what I'm saying? Big, big shoot. Huge shout out to MAR, you know what I'm saying, aka Light Up, the Real B Band, you know what I'm saying. It was official having you guys here. Streets Most Wanted Tour, Big Hef, you guys are so official, you know what I mean, real rap. We had too much fun with you guys, and everybody loved the interview. I can't wait till Saturday. We're going to replay that episode, and I'm sure you're going to have some fun. We're just getting warmed up, you know what I mean. I'm about to go in. And check out some of the music, you know what I'm saying? And you talking about, let's check out this new sound, see what's up with my guest, Jay Burners, you know what I'm saying? Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. You're right now. No, I'm about to play music. We're going in. Philly Shine Radio, what's good? Hello, hello. Make a little video to repost it.
I got something I'm doing now with a lot of my.
Make a live. Yeah, make a post so I can repost it.
I'm in a hole. I need this money to keep calling. I pull up the phone with all of my niggas. Just stay less.
Guests in the building on the switchboard. Shout out to everybody joining in. Philly Shine Radio, new episode. You know what I'm saying? About to have some fun. Vibe with my guest, Jay Berners. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
West Philly in the building. What's up? Where the fuck you at?
Yeah.
Yo, I love West Philly, though. We say West Side, the best side. You know what I mean? Where I be at. You know what I mean? But we definitely Southwest finest.
Yeah.
Southwest,
I'm down there too.
Yeah, Southwest niggas, for real, we show love to everybody. It's just like, come on, especially Southwest are the first niggas that'll recognize somebody being thorough. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you thorough, you welcome. You know what I'm saying? Everybody have a good time, unity and whatnot.
Right.
But that this money track is definitely official. Yes, definitely official. Go ahead, come on by. You now listen, I don't mind anybody walking by the camera because you guys are talented. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to, but you gotta make sure you say hi to the camera too. You know what I mean? If y'all gonna walk by the camera, say hi to the camera too. You know what I'm saying? Legend of beast.
You already know.
Out the legend. You know what I mean? He loves me. Everybody show love and respect, and I appreciate that shit. Even the people that know my real name and know what I really get into. But what we gonna really get into is this guy right here. Now that music, like, I see what you're saying, like the new wave or whatever. But I guess is that what it's called? I just think it's like new music or whatever. But you have to like label it as, all right, yeah, I'm doing auto tune, yeah, I'm more melodic. What? Because I think that this just
I'm the producer this out of them.
Okay. Who's your producer? Shout him out. Damn, producers don't get enough love, I feel.
They don't get enough love.
No. They don't. Plus, you know how producers and engineers are. They don't be out. They be in the studio working. You know what I'm saying?
Mine's the OG, though, man. His name Wayne, man. He's old school. He makes
it nice. Oh, well, that's what most old school engineers, they stay with them old sounds. So shout out to him to be putting that shit together.
He try to be, stay on track with him.
That's about learning. That's what we were talking about the other day. Like, don't stop learning. You know what I mean? So many people, they feel like they know enough.
Yeah.
And they don't want to learn anything more or know. You know what I mean? It's a big world. Like, you know what I mean? You ain't even been everywhere. How do you know every fucking thing? Niggas crazy. I never understood that know-it-all shit. I know a lot, but I don't know it all. You know what I mean?
like put you on to some shit. Put us on to some shit with your movement. Like, which one have you shot? Have you shot any videos yet? Like, what's or is this gonna be a part of a project coming up?
Yeah, all the stuff that I'm working on right now is really about to get lit, man. I'm about to drop two new videos, two new tracks, and that's really gonna set the streets.
You wanna pull the mic down? Like, that's lower than your face, so that, that way we can hear you. No, 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 just push it, like, push it down, the whole thing. Yeah, there it is. So that way, it's, yeah, the way the sound, yeah, now the sound is on there.
Yeah, basically, yeah, I'm working on something right now. I got something out, you know, it's called Talk That Shit. You know, it's on YouTube. You can check that out. But, you know, I'm not done. Right now, we're working on the progress of some new video.
Talk That Shit. Do I have that? Did you send me that? I think.
No, I didn't see that.
Why didn't I get that? Was that old?
I mean, I don't. Yeah, I mean.
What did I get? Did I get some exclusive
stuff?
Yeah,
you got some exclusive.
Nice. That's the thing I like the most. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and then even without even knowing what I want, like when people give me exclusive work, you know what I mean? That means so much to me. So I appreciate that. And I make sure to keep that joint in rotation. There's money already on my list. You know what I mean?
Oh, listen, wait till you hear the rest.
Okay, okay. I'm definitely. We definitely gonna get a chance to hear the rest now. If a person wants to check out your video that you have out now, you have your own Vevo or YouTube, whatever.
You know, Jay Burns. Everything's Jay Burns.
No, you got your own YouTube channel,
yeah,
whatever?
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah. My own channel.
Now, what else is on your YouTube? Are you giving us any vlogs, any freestyles? Oh, just all videos or what?
I think I got a blog up there, too. I got a blog, a video. Like, once, like this year is really going to set the tone for me because I'm really going to drop. I'm really gonna drop a lot of shit this year. So,
okay.
I mean, that's really gonna set the tone for me.
What's the team? What's the team? What's the name of the movement? Or just everybody just behind Jay Burner?
Everybody behind me, man. It's just me.
That's what's up.
Who'd you bring with us today? Well, this is my boy right here.
You looking like a shooter and whatnot. Can you allow to be on camera? Say no, I'm joking. I'm just judging you.
I don't want to get on camera though, but that's my man.
Too late. You already did it. Right, you already did it. We got to blur him out. We just going to put the blur on his face. Okay, I'm just saying. Shout out to my boy, Sammy, in the building. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Definitely representing the Wave Cartel and supporting good music. Today is definitely lit. That's any day in the G-Shop. You know what I mean? 4933 Old York Road. Y'all can look at the pictures around the room and the posters. And it's like so much music, so much entertainment. Yeah. Even tonight, you know, my favorite show. My favorite show, the Glock Aware Radio Show, my favorite host, Tukey and Shad Bananas, they one person. Yeah. I know I said it. No, they two people. Tukey and Sam and Shad Bananas, they're going to have Reed Dollars in the building. I was about to call him his Instagram name. I was about to say, Real Reed Dollars will be in the building. But Reed will be in the building. Southwest Finest right there, for real. Right. Put us on his back. Him and Enos definitely hold it down. Real crazy. Now, as far as your projects, like, do you have any... You know what I mean? I see you show love to Bruno Brown already. You know what I mean? Everything's been positive. I mentioned certain people. Are you collaborating with any artists from Philly, or do you have any on deck? Any coming up? Anything you want?
I think I talked about that with my man. Like, I ain't really focused on, like, really collab. Like, if somebody was to call me and like, yo, listen, I like that joint.
You let somebody remix a joint or something, or want to do a song with you?
I see they got buzz on me out there, but like, I'm not the type of person that's just going, yo, I'm going to jump in your DM, yo, can you do that? No.
So nobody made you want to do that? Like, you like, oh, man, I don't want to work with nobody.
I'm just me, man. If you, I can curse on the joint.
Fuck him real.
Hey, listen, if you fuck with me, then, I mean, I'm going to fuck with you.
Okay, that's what.
You know, I mean, there's a lot of people out there that do fuck me. I ain't gonna hold you, but like I said, like, I don't go out there and ask.
I understand. But then most times it's like, for me, it's just like when you come to a person with an agenda, you probably see if the shit real anyway or not.
Yeah.
But we do have a lot of options, so I guess whenever they're ready,
there's people out there that I do want to work with that, you know.
Like who?
I mean, like people like. Let me see, man.
You gotta think about
it. I'm gonna keep it real.
You got a lot of shit going on, I'm sure. Oh, yeah, of course.
Boom.
Body Bag, shout out to him.
Fuck with him. Definitely Ed. Like, I ain't even come across him, but if I ever get a shot, come across him.
Yo, AR Ab is just such a great person. Like, I just, like, you know what I mean? Just a humble man, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he do get real cocky online, but he's a real dope nigga.
Yeah.
Real dope. And that music is fire.
Yeah, definitely.
That's what's up.
There's definitely a lot of other people out there, man. I ain't mentioning right now, so.
It's real love. Ain't nothing wrong. Listen, I understand, because like when you actually doing stuff, like it's not hard. It's hard to recall certain things. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So what is on your mind right now as far as like what's next for you? Like, you said you were going to be in the studio today, but you came here.
Yeah.
Been anywhere
I'll be there tomorrow. So I ain't, leave from here to the family, tomorrow. Back to work.
So this is the project that you're putting out is not so much done just yet.
I mean, it's done. I'm it's not done, but I'm working on that right now. So I mean, I got even people from out of town going to come in and shoot my stuff, and so I'm gonna try to make this official.
That's official. All right. So speaking out of town, like, are you getting love from other areas? And like, definitely shout that out.
Maryland.
That's a time.
Half of the people that I get love from, I don't even know where they're from. They just, like, I put my music on a lot of platforms, and they hit me in my email.
Nice. That's
what's up. You know, sometimes I post it on my page, and I get whatever email that I like the most, I'll post it.
That's what's up. All right, so you actually showing off the feedback.
Yeah.
That's lit. That's definitely what's up. Shout out to everybody, and you gotta post one of them joints. Where are my followers from? You know what I mean? Some people do that.
Yeah,
no, because at the end of the day, it's 2018. Like, regardless of a lot of people, certain artists do have those aspirations to say, oh, I want to be discovered by somebody, I want to get signed, whatever.
Yeah.
But right now, it's the time for entrepreneurs, for real, for you to do your own shit, find your own fans, interact, and everything, you know what I'm saying? That's a lot of what can happen now, you know what I mean? Nobody really has to wait, you know what I mean? You don't have to wait for nothing. So your fans, that's your real currency, so you nurture them. That's definitely where the money is. That's what's up. That's the bag. Shout out to Jay Burners in the building. You know what I mean? Real, real talented, humble man. You know what I'm saying? Definitely showing us love here at Philly Shine Radio with these exclusive tracks. You know what I'm saying? I love to say that. When I get music that nobody heard or it's not out yet, you know what I mean? Or we first to hear it, that's definitely official. Definitely official. Y'all better say hi to my camera. I'm going to beat you up, Mr. Vodka. Shout out to Vodka in the building. We're about to have some fun, play some music. My boy Jay Burner said he's doing something new for y'all. You know what I'm saying? Let's check it out. That sounds a little familiar. Wait, I'm about to make a video real quick, y'all.
All to it, fucking bitches, ain't no all to it. All to, I'm in the lobby with a ball pulling. With my nigga.
right there.
Yeah, right?
Oh, darkness is your ally.
I do whatever I want. I do whatever I want. Living this lifestyle.
to whatever I want. That's new shit. You know what I'm saying? New shit in the joint forest. Whatever I want. Me showing. Cleveland's on. He was in the building this Tuesday. We had fun with them. You like, what's this song? You like that beat? That beat was crazy, right? Yeah, he's a producer, singer, rapper. I don't know. I forgot. I don't remember that part. But I remember he's definitely official. Really talented. And we had so much fun at Onyx. I'm like $300 poor. I got problems. Just going there just like, oh, it's like old times. It's the same thing. But it makes you feel good, though. But afterwards, you think about it like, I didn't have to do all this. Everybody loved me. But it was good. You don't go strip club crazy. You gotta at least do it once. Oh, okay. I was about to say, as long as you get it out your system. What about you, Sam? You got it out your system already? It's still in your system.
I'm not playing this shit.
Oh yeah, right. You. I feel y'all, but I ain't got it out my system. I ain't even into girls, but I love the strippers. I love these strippers. I do. Hey, my baby. But no, yeah. Shout out to Candy Paint as well as Shine Like No Other. We had a good time. They actually about to get some little performances started back up in Ollie's. You know what I mean? Turn up, have some fun. Shout out to Vodka. Gave me that big old hug like a waist trainer. We'll talk about that later. Chink Savage in the building too. Yeah, it was. I felt like, I'm like, is this gonna help me get my stomach flipped? I gotta buy this. Shout out to you, Vodka. It's always official, you know what I'm saying? But, yo, that joint for the streets. Now, when I asked you about that track, you didn't even go in to say that you did that classic beat, because, like, that beat is just, like, on every DVD that Philly ever put out. You know what I'm saying? Like, that beat, I'm surprised we never even used that for none of our ciphers, but you definitely put that back in my head. But that beat, I'm like, whoa.
I did that on purpose because I'm like, you know what, ain't nobody...
Do it like you?
I ain't gonna hurt nobody doing like you, but I'm just saying I ain't heard the beat in a while.
So right.
I'm thinking like, you know what? Like, just bomb that, because the last person I heard bomb that. So let me see if I can match that. Yeah.
Definitely bomb. Shout out to Fran. Fran was like, I love that joint. Little Alchemist beat, like, yo, Philly used to love. Everybody was on that joint. Everybody was on that joint. Real crazy. Was that your first time right into it?
Yeah, that's my first time.
Oh, that's what. That's what's up. Give us back a little throwback Thursday. You know what I mean? That's a little moment. A little throwback Thursday moment. Yeah, I wasn't even expecting that. You ain't even telling me what you did with that joint. It was just a freestyle, whatever.
Did
I order food? No. Somebody order food? I might want to order food. You hungry? Let's order some pizza. We'll get that together. I don't know. I don't think I want pizza. We'll think about that later.
No, because the dude was outside the delivery boy, though.
And he ain't looking for me. What is it? What he got? It's like, no. Somebody spitting that shit. I don't want that. It's like, no. People is crazy out here. Yo, shut up.
You.
Fuck him. Jesus Christ. Like, no, let me stop. I got to stop being mean. After this week, I'm not going to be mean no more. Especially next month. We're going to have some fun. I was going to do an all women's month interviews, but I feel like as women, we should support our men too. So I'm going to support the men as well next month. You know what I mean? I was saying, I'm going to just do all my homegirls. That's it. You know what I mean? But I feel like a lot of people get being a feminist misconstrued with saying, like, we don't fuck with men. Like, we need guys. You know what I'm saying? Women can't do everything. You know what I'm saying?
Likewise.
You know, exactly. We all need each other. So, you know, even... I've always said men times women equals success, so I'm going to definitely keep that, you know what I mean, popping. So next month, instead of it being all women, it's going to be my men times women equals success month. So we'll always have a male and a female guest just to really show everybody, like, how we're all working together. As I said, like, it's so many opportunities to be entrepreneurs, you know what I mean, right now. Like, what even made you want to go that route? Because being a rapper from Philly, like, most people, like I said, they think, oh, I rap, now I'm going to get signed. Like, what was your process?
I ain't just want to just jump out and just be a rapper. I literally been doing this since 9 years. I was telling my girl this. The first time I remember me 9 years ago taking that old tape recorder to my uncle, telling him, listen to this.
Go into the mic.
DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Okay.
Fresh beat. That's what. Since then, I've just been rapping.
That's what's
since
up.
Then.
That's what's up. So, who really inspired you to start?
Rapping?
Mm-hmm.
Man, like Ludacris, Eminem, and then from there on, it's like I just stopped really listening to mainstream and started listening to my city.
Exactly.
So it was like, I just started really listening to people I grew up.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Shout them out. You know what I mean? We ain't always got to be niggas that everybody know. It could be niggas that we know from Philly.
Yeah.
Vodka. Exactly.
Meek. Cheap Rub. All, I mean, like
we got a lot of options.
All of them.
We got a lot of options. Now, who inspired you to, like I said, to take the entrepreneur route? Like, when did you find out, oh, I can make my own money off my music? I can distribute it myself?
I decided that, well, my pop actually took the thought for it.
Yeah.
He just, like, that's where that entrepreneur comes from.
That's what's up. Shout out to your dad. That's what's up. Oh, there's some good dads out there, you know what I mean? Really raising the children.
He's been doing this music thing for a while.
Oh, feel me?
Yeah, he used to be down in Germany. At that studio.
That's Rock and Rollin' Studio, but it's continuing sale. It used to be the record store.
Yeah, but this one, Puerto Rico was on T-Roll Streets. This one, he was down like.
Puerto Rico is still there.
Yeah, I know he's still there. I know. But this is when he was like super young.
Yeah, Puerto Rico is definitely crazy. That's Ron Isley's nephew. I can't believe that shit. They do look alike, though. It's crazy.
Puerto Rico.
He's amazing.
Puerto Rico. Ron Isley.
He's related to Ron Isley. You ain't know that? They his twin. That's his uncle. That's his real uncle. He gonna bring us some. Yeah, Puerto Rico next album gonna be a real jazz R&B throwback. Saying I'm joking. But no, don't get it fucked up. Cause he just did this African beat. As a matter of fact, I got that joint. I'm gonna get it in the playlist. He fucked it up.
Yes,
you know what I mean? I helped him out with it, and I appreciate him. You know what I mean? Allowing me to help produce. You know what I mean? A little bit of what he was doing with that track. But Puerto Rico is an amazing artist.
Yeah, he is juggernaut.
It's fucking amazing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? That fucking fast-ass flow. I'm like, slow down sometimes.
Yeah, and it makes sense.
I'm
he's saying something.
Yeah, he's always saying something. But he never slows the fuck down. I'm like, just give us a slow song one day. Like, you know what I mean? I just went to the store. Like, I went to the store. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Back then in that era, for him to hold it down with that $5 nigga with a body on my
couch. Don't worry, wait. We got Vodka. Vodka love being my co-host. I'm going to bring Vodka in after my next break. You know what I'm saying? Because I got a little, we got an open chair. You want to come sit down with us? You know what I'm saying?
Is it extra cup, Chip?
Of course it's a cup.
Well, all right.
Extra cup. We got more cups
well,
to people.
With Slaughter, you know, Slaughter, a different kind of talent.
You're always welcome.
Thank you, baby. I appreciate you.
Okay. Shout out to Mr. Gowen. He's not gone. He's just busy. You know what I'm saying? If anybody's looking for Mr. Gowen, I didn't kill him. You know what I mean? I didn't turn him. You know what I mean? It's all love. With 2 V's, 6 W's, everything. Love. Love, 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 my boy. He be back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But welcome in, Vodka. You know
what I'm saying?
Jay Byrne is like, yo, you've inspired so many people, though.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that, man. I definitely appreciate that. And it's definitely always a pleasure being on the Black Oil Radio Show, man. Thank you again, Honest Fire, for having me, man.
You on Philly
Shine
Radio. The Black Oil Radio Show is 8 p.m. early.
Back when, you know, the Slaughter Rico days, man. Whoa, with the 2 Raw for the Streets, John. I remember that like yesterday because I was a fan of his work, because at the time he was my competition. You see what I'm saying? I didn't see it then. I was just like, oh, all right, I didn't even know it was booming. But as far as for Slaughter, when I used to watch, I'm like, damn, he a $5 nigga with a body on his gun. You think what I'm saying? So when that was trending, and this was like before internet time, when that was trending, It was like, it was crazy.
Yo, when we came out, when I started rapping, at least we had MySpace a little bit, you know what I mean? We had MySpace a little bit, but back in those days, we ain't had shit, you know what I mean? We had fucking little handhold cameras, you know what I'm saying? We ain't get no Instagram. We had to really be there. You had to really buy the DVD. You had to really watch it, you know what I'm saying? You couldn't take it home, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
YouTube came a little later, you know what I'm saying? Like, you had a lot of stuff, you know what I'm saying? But how does that even feel? Like, you chilling at the G Shop, you always here, you know what I'm saying? Somebody like, this guy, that's who inspired me to rap. Like, how many times have you even heard that vibe?
This might be my first time.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. I never knew that.
I don't read the comments.
Yeah, I don't read the comments. Yeah, I read the comments, and I interact, because, like, see, with me, it's like, I'm a lot of people think I'm funny. I'm not funny. I'm just silly. But I'm silly. Like, I always, you know, I got a silly sense of humor, and I'm just laughy, jokey all the time. I play. You see what I'm saying? So when certain things is just, I understand people.
Yeah.
You know, I have an understanding of what happened as far as from rap, just to people in general. You know, so when I get compliments, I appreciate it to the utmost. And, you know, even when I get the hate, or the little bit of hate that I get, you know, I even appreciate that, because that keeps me on my toes. Like, well, what could I do better for even just that person? And if I can't, and I understand that they just don't understand, then I leave it at just that they don't understand.
Say hi to the camera first.
You know.
Nah, Niddles
say
in the building.
First, you feel me?
Say hi to the camera, you know what I mean? I'm going to be with him tomorrow. We're going to be down at Germantown at Somerset.
Yeah, I mean,
now Niddles and MPE.
But you know what else stuck out to me? I was out there, and what brought me back here was, you said one of your favorite rappers is Ludacris. A lot of people don't say that. You see what I'm saying? Like, you expect...
But you know what made... When you said that made me like your music even more, because to appreciate and then even recognize that man's grind, you know what I'm saying, is really dope, because I feel like Ludacris also kept that grind that 50 Cent had, like that grind that Master P had, that straight out the trunk.
I agree with that.
You know what I mean? Like, that straight out the trunk, and you know what I mean? Really, really, that grind was crazy, and then the music was
just... I just like how he transitioned from even being a rapper to the movies and making that what it is, like that right there.
Right.
I was
That's LL's whole thing, though. That's really LL Cool J did that. He opened the door for y'all. You know what I'm saying? That's his door. Like, even though Ludacris has a character, you know what I mean? Like, you know, he's a part of a huge franchise with Fast and the Furious. But as far as, like, really being an actor and a rapper, that's LL. You get it.
No. Give it to LL. Give the award to LL, but we're not going to sit up here and act like Ludacris didn't turn his lyrics into being a movie star that he is today.
No.
And he can still come back out and...
Right. Lyrically, though. I'm talking about lyrically. Like, people don't know how lyrically Ludacris really is.
I know. First of all, Ludacris has done something that nobody's ever even done when he did that this record with T.I. on Young Buck joint. Like, you know what I mean? I feel like nobody's ever been as innovative as him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because on some real shit, like, the Serving the People movement is amazing. But I don't always think of Ludacris as an actor or a movie star, but I know he has that flash.
Yeah.
But when it comes to music, he's just like a real, real phenomenal person. And to even do this song that they did, and nobody even really knew that he did that, but and then still has everything. You didn't know that?
I didn't.
You didn't know about that song?
No.
Oh, shit.
You just put me on.
That shit crazy.
You
said, stay off the T.I.P. of my dick.
So Ludacris was like the most inspiring, or he just was somebody to look at? In your own opinion.
I could say most inspiring until I started really looking at Philly underground.
Right.
Then after that, it's just a wreck.
Because his exposure was crazy.
Like, Philly, like, after I started hearing the bars and what they had to offer, I'm like,
well, in no particular order, who would be like your top five from Philly? In no particular order, because
like
I'm pretty sure you're friends with a lot of these guys. So in no particular order.
Everybody always be wanting to know the top five. Put them
it's
on
a part of the interview dialogue. In the interview dialogue. Oh, excuse me. Let me get it off.
I'm joking.
I named mine. I started off. And a lot of these guys is my friends.
I started off with, you know, but I would never classify it from this is the number one to this is he's better than him to he's better than him.
My
I would just throw the five up there that
I
think got the most strength on the table.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
All right, so who would you say?
Number one, I can't not say Sieg for what he did lyrically.
Let's get it going. Let's get to the point. And that's my new catchphrase. Get to the point. What's your five? Come on. We don't need the reasons why. We know why.
Oh my goodness. Of course I'm gonna say Sieg. I'm gonna say Sieg and then I'm gonna say Craig. Not because that's my friend, but because I know it's versatility.
Craig to myself.
Right, because I know it's versatility. I'm gonna say who? At a time in life, shout out to Ines. At a time in life, I had Ness like on a high five. But he ain't dropped nothing.
Not bad one.
I'm talking about
just, go ahead, come
you
on.
Know, bringing, you know what I'm saying, bringing it, the strength out.
Like,
all right, huh, drop the mixtape right now. You look forward to Ness more so battling somebody.
Who's number four?
Number four. And I'm not allowed to include myself?
Of course, motherfucker.
Okay, well, I'm going to throw myself in there.
I like that. That's official.
I'm going to throw myself in there somewhere.
Yeah. I'm hot. You know what I mean? I think I'm very talented, but I'm not my favorite rapper. You know what I'm saying? And that's some real shit. I'm really not my favorite rapper. I love what I could do, and I don't think nobody else do my shit.
But
you are definitely amazing. So I appreciate that.
See, what I do is I like compare stats. I like to compare stats, like as far as like stats meaning, can this person go left? Can he do a fast flow? Can he tell a story? Can he do something like this? Can he do, you know, what was the deepest that he ever went lyrically? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Versus just being hot in itself.
So who number five?
Last but not least, I'm going to go West. I'm gonna have to go with Nina Ross.
That's lit. And he's saying that because that shit.
Not because that's my friend.
That's
I'm saying that because that's the truth.
Yeah, that's the truth.
So he's good.
Meek's good.
Meek is a good rapper, but he's not
in my
top five.
Before him.
All
right. Meek is the best today. You see what I'm saying? He's like the best today. Like, when you think of like.
Free Meek, though.
Yeah,
get him the
meat.
Fuck out of jail.
When you think
meat.
Of when you think of stuff like that, you think like, oh, okay, yeah, he got it right
what,
now.
If I was to say grind from Philly,
and no disrespect, but
Meek
can't,
at the top. Grind
I don't
Philly,
think Meek would be
grind.
Able to go with any of those people that I just named.
Meek is versatile, but I can't give him a top five because it's just too many.
I'm talking about not battle worthy on a track together. I'm talking about not battling each other. I'm talking about like this person go first on the verse and then this person go. You know what I mean? Not battle word battle stuff. I'm talking about like on a track together because that's where it really counts.
It's so many people that I want to name, but I can't even do that, man.
Yeah, not in five. And I'm not saying as far as who the best. I'm talking about your favorite. Who would you listen to first?
Yeah, who I
and even if you don't know off the top.
Yeah,
who you listen to. That's it. Shouts to Reed.
Actually, I can read it first.
Reed is very, very talented. Reed don't even put out everything that he could do, but he could do anything. That nigga is popping.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, Reed was the first. After I seen that battle on Too Raw for the Streets, I'm like, oh, yeah. He got on the track. Let me see what I named.
Reed, Cass.
Yeah.
Dean,
you got.
He like, I can't even do it.
I ain't gonna say
there's so many high artists.
You have to, though, kind of.
Yo, you
because you know what you
though.
Can do versus what other people can't do.
Yeah, like for real,
see,
for real.
You can tell a story about
like, I think you can say that about yourself, too, because, like, even your versatility, Jay, from the first song I've heard of you, from you, you know what I'm saying, to even the tracks that we play today and just, like, the style, like, you could give it to yourself, you
but
know what I mean?
I'm just going to say to people, grew up listening to what I think.
But it's no order, so if you put yourself in there, it's like, you put yourself with these folks, that's strength.
Yeah.
I think that's strength. I consider that strength.
Give it up for
him. I got to go with Bobby.
I appreciate that.
I love his shit.
Yo, I appreciate that, man.
You know, because
there's some shit that I go back right now on YouTube and just listen.
Can't nobody see it.
Yeah, because like you, right, but you know what, even for, even your tenacity, Vaca, used to be just crazy, and it was just like your name, Vaca, and it was just
like
world black.
Like what he was saying,
you
could feel it.
Exactly.
Like, you could
I appreciate that.
Very, very relatable. Like, very, very relatable.
At that time, I was in like a lot of pain. Like, I was, you know, I was really in that pain. You think what I'm saying? Like, so I was like really on drugs. Like, the drugs that people was on today, like, I really was on them drugs. You see what I'm saying? So the people that's like talking about the lean and the perks and all that kind of stuff, like I really,
so you really
was on
was
them.
Fighting all that.
But when I was on them, you know, that was the reason why I didn't get this deal or that deal or the industry wasn't doing this because I get too high. But nowadays it's cool.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Switch it up on
you
them.
See what I'm saying?
But that's what's up, Vaca. Yeah. You know what I mean? And then even for you to say that on my show, you know what I'm saying, means a whole lot because certain people would say that, and at the end of the day, when you was just now talking about yourself, I was thinking about that in the back of my mind. So I was going to say, ask you that in so many words. So for you to say that is real,
it is about
being professional. You know what I'm saying? Like
in anything you do,
any and everything that you do, you know what I'm saying. You have to, you know what I'm saying, make sacrifices to make yourself pop. You know what I mean? Like, cause this when people want to see you at your best. Speaking of the best,
I appreciate
Carly,
that
don't stick your tongue out at me. Oh shit, she fresh. It's your big butt. Get out of here. Stay out to the camera, Paulie. Stay out to the camera. Real rap. We in here with Jay Burners. This interview just went into so much liveness, you know what I'm saying? For real. Welcome in my boy Vaca in the mix,
yo.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get this other music play, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my boy Ace Boogie. I'm about to find out where he is. Everybody going in and out on the switchboard. Sorry, guys, but it's definitely love. We live at the G-Shop, Philly Shine Radio with your girl, Honest Fire. Always, 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 always having fun. You know what I'm saying? Join me every time.
Thank you. My tank ain't no
And then that show shit, because I've been doing shows for a while. Mm-hmm. I've been doing that for a long time, man. I just want to do videos. Like I said, stay in the studio.
Shows coming soon. I'm even going to get them on the stage. You know what I'm saying? You were supposed to be here for that cypher that we had with Fred the Godson.
Yeah.
That joint was lit. To join them. You said it was too last minute, whatever, when I hit you up.
Yeah, I remember.
That's why I invited you here today. I'm like, oh, well, shit, I still want you to come down, though.
Yeah, so it wasn't Brown then. I thought it was Brown.
No, it was me. Well, maybe Bruno Brown told you about it too. Everybody was talking about it. You know what I mean? A lot of us was in the building. It was me too. You probably a couple people probably told you about it. The cipher was fun. We had a good time. Check it out on GlockAware.com. Real official. Just salute to everybody that was a part of that. But no, like I said, I still wanted you to come down. We got to know you in the music. I don't know what happened to my other guests, but that's cool. I'll make sure I show Ace Boogie some love. You know what I mean? Shout out to DJ 271, 271 Entertainment, everybody in Atlanta, X-Bar DJs. You know what I'm saying? Definitely going to show y'all all that motherfucking love because it's fucking easy. You know what I'm saying? It's real, real easy. Like I was saying earlier, like his record, Letter to My City, talking about shit he goes through in Atlanta. You know what I mean? Like, we all go through shit, but it's about, like, what do you make of it, you know, because we can't always solve all problems, you know what I'm saying, but it's stuff is really, what we say the other day, I was talking to my artist, Sean King, earlier this week, and I told him, I was like, some certain shit go over people's head, but if you can't fix something, leave that shit alone, go do something that you can do, you know what I mean, like,
right.
We can't do everything, you know what I'm saying, we're not able to solve everybody's problem, if somebody's fucked up, you're not going to be able to change them, you know what I mean, but
right.
If you can support them in other ways, do that part, do what you can do, you know what I'm saying, So many people focus on what they can't do, but, you know, focus on the can, you know what I mean?
Right.
Can do whatever the fuck you want to do, for real, but I can't do nothing. I'd be like, oh, I ain't want to do it anyway.
That's
you your problem.
That's my problem. I help people so much.
Yeah, yeah. Kill that shit. It's the hardest thing, but I don't mind doing stuff for people because 9 times out of 10, they give me something first. It's like, Paula, she come and give me her tongue and shit. And I'm like,
wow.
Stick her tongue out for me. You know what I mean? I do anything for you now. Like, oh, shit. So I get mine first. You know what I mean? So I don't mind giving.
And it's a small thing.
And then at the end of the day, when you are a giving person, don't stop. You know what I mean? Don't stop being like that because you're not going to really change. But what's just going to happen is, the people that you give to will end up not being around. Just you keep it 100 with niggas. Niggas can't always stay for that. You know what I mean? That's real shit. You see him walk away and don't feel the same way. You're going to end up giving shit to somebody else. Like,
right.
Givers don't stop giving. So we can't change this shit. That's why they got a holiday for it. Thanksgiving is really for all the givers. The fucking internet has got y'all mind mixed up with the propaganda. That's what Thanksgiving is really for. You know what I mean? We need to shout out to everybody who give people shit. I don't give a fuck. Yeah, this is about love. There we go. Now
right.
We got the Moscato open.
Now I can get a drink.
But you got any shout outs before we get into this music, close out the interview?
Shout out to my boy, man. For actually coming with me, man. I was going to go so long. I'm going to rock out. Shout out to my boy KO, he booked right now. Shout out to everybody.
Shout out to
back
KO.
Home.
Free
shout
KO.
Shout out to you guys. Shout out to Bach. Shout out to Paulie. Shout out to the cameraman over here.
Friend Danny, that's a friend. That's
you know, shout out to these.
Shout out to these.
We are fucking winners. We are champions in this bitch. You know what I'm saying? We're real official champions.
Yeah.
Now, next time y'all see me, it's going to be Tuesday. That's motherfucking Goody Guns Day. Sanchez Music on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Music with a Z. Really, really dope. Next Saturday, he's inviting us to a really private event for the Guy Complex album release. It's going to be real, real official.
Yeah.
I can't even wait. You know what I'm saying? Yo, Goody Guns is amazing. That's my little young boy, for real, for real. Like, for real, for real. His music is crazy. I'll let you check out some stuff before you go. But this is definitely, like I said, showing love to my boy Ace Boogie 271. He said, Ace, fuck the hoodie. You know what I mean? Boogie. You know what I mean? That's his name. You know what I mean? Ace. No fucking hoodie. Fuck a hoodie. Love it to my city. Official, y'all. Okay, I'm just gonna play 3 songs and end the show. Let me turn it up for a second. I'm gonna make a little video.
come on again. You know what you've been missing, and what you've been missing, and you've been up against me. The niggas are ready to jump.
We call that Tyson hand fight Lego. Nigga, I burped this style and put that light venue. All black guns in an all black hearse. She screaming, y'all next, nigga, yeah, who got first? Tell your folks, pick a time, nigga, who got shirt? Pick a place, pick a size when I drop that verse. Oh, Lord, she called a bottle. Old boys know the homie. They heard about guns and how I step in the lobby. Own this bitch, you know you need to stop me. I've never seen so many waves jumping. I'm waiting in the water for some fame suffer. It's time to pour a chance to put your brain up. Imagine keeping your heart after your brain suffer. Grab the label, feeding you pills. That's how it feels when niggas signing a deal. They give you what you want, now you're owing me to the cell. Now you just another artist fighting to get revealed.
Loud pack, misdemeanor. Telling these young, let me tell me clean up. King of the regular niggas, I'm a